Hello, welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. I am Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobeski.
You managed to put it in there right at the beginning, didn't you?
Well, you told me it would annoy you, so I figured I should get it out quickly.
What Adam is talking about is I finally found a way to edit out the clicky pen noises, but it doesn't work if he does it while someone else is talking at the exact same time. Well, while he's talking at the same time as he's using the clicky pen, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's my fault, too. I was the first one who started doing that. I don't think it was you.
Probably not.
So I believe there was a reason that we wanted to do a podcast today, yeah? You'd called me the other day about a potential movie idea, four potential movie ideas.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on a true story, my story of pirating.
What was your story of pirating?
Well, when I was around 16, 17 years old, down in North Carolina, I decided to become a pirate. And I just ransacked the coast for a couple years, unbeknownst to Adam. You seemed very upset.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
I didn't think you'd be interested.
You didn't think I'd be interested in being a pirate?
Well, I only found out your love of piratery several years later in college.
Did you just say piratery?
That's the right word, right?
Piracy?
I think they're synonymous.
I think one's not a word.
Well, I think I just made it a word.
I don't think you get to do that.
How famous do I have to be to do that?
William Shakespeare famous.
How do I get there?
Become the foremost author of your time and time to come for like the next 500 years, at least.
So you're saying that I could create a word right now and it wouldn't really be a word for several hundred years? That seems like a waste.
Well, no, you just have to be famous first and then you can create words.
You see, I guess the problem with my word is that there's already a word that means the same thing.
Right.
So it's hard for that to catch on. So you'd have to think of something that exists but doesn't already have a word for it.
Like what?
Like using a clicky pen while you're talking to annoy someone else.
Okay. Do you have a word for that? I mean, that seems like a very specific context, honestly.
Yeah, but I think we'll get a lot of mileage out of it. You and me, personally.
Well, I guess it depends on the word, right? I mean, seriously, you don't have a word, do you?
Or it could just be a general word to describe you
actively
making sounds.
You?
Yes. Gobeskiism.
It's not an ism.
Gobescosity?
What?
Gobescosity?
No. What?
You have a very high gobescosity today.
And that would mean...
You're annoying me. A lot.
Maybe you should be less sensitive.
Well, then you should think of a word that describes me.
Dull.
That word already exists. The word.
All right. Borositude.
All right, that works.
Woo!
I think that already exists, though, too.
Borositude.
Or boringness. Is boringness a word?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay. How is that different?
How is borositude different?
Yes.
Because borositude's more rad.
Oh, so I'm rad?
No, but your borositude is.
Wait, that's describing the word itself.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's describing the state of being, of borositudity, man.
So the person doesn't have to be rad, just the way in which they're boring has to be rad.
Yes.
I don't follow at all. That means it's a good word.
Well, what don't you follow about whatever word I said? Borositude, is that what it was?
Is that like boring with attitude?
Yes.
Oh,
that's like
okay.
That's like competitive boring. Like if like you could bore for your country in the Olympics, the commentators would be talking about your borositude.
So the commentaries themselves would be very interesting, but
oh, he's pulled out his special journal of Swedish meatballs he's eaten. He's really upping his borositude today, Jim. Oh, I know what you mean, Kevin. I tell you. I'm not sure such borositude has ever been seen, the likes of which since John Wilkes Booth bored Abraham Lincoln to death. I don't think John Wilkes Booth bored Abraham Lincoln to death. I know what I read in a fortune cookie. Are you sure that you... Yes, I know this. Stop talking to me. Back to the match.
So anyway, that's what the movie's based on.
Borositude?
Yeah, well, no. I'm guessing for summer... this is going to be a summer blockbuster, right? Or a series of summer blockbusters. So I don't think we can have borositude in it.
Well, I mean, we can use the word.
Oh, certainly.
No. So, yeah. So, my idea for epic moviness is, you know what people love?
What?
People love movies. So, we should make three of them.
They like trilogies.
They do like trilogies. You know what else people like?
What?
People like prequels.
That's true. So, would it be a trilogy with a prequel?
It would be a trilogy of prequels. So,
wait.
So imagine The Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Okay, where it's one big story broken up into three movies.
Now imagine it backwards.
Yes. Another thing is pirates, because we have to tie back into your stupid story. So, Pirates of North Carolina. But we start with the final installment. And then the middle installment's still the middle installment. And then the last installment's the first installment. So you work your way backwards.
But the third movie is itself in order. Like, it goes forward in time, but it starts from the, I guess, final third.
It would be like the first movie they released to theaters was Return of the King.
Oh. Nice. And this is based on me still.
Sure, whatever. And,
loosely.
Yes, Pirates of North Carolina. Beach. Rad. Veracitude. And, yeah, I mean, that way people love prequels. They want to know, true. Well, how did they get to that situation?
So what's the situation that we would be in? Or that the characters, I suppose, would be in at the beginning of the third movie? Remember, there was some huge reveal at the end of the second movie.
Right. I'm more of an idea person, so I'm going to let you take that one.
Okay. I would say the main character. Is the main character going to be played by me as well?
No, you have no acting talent.
Can I be an extra?
Yeah, sure. Okay. You know, a cameo.
So the main character played by Javier Bardem?
Yeah, why not? All right.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Nice little Spanish accent in there. Okay, so he's surrounded by a colony of squid people.
Nah, that's been done.
A colony of ant people.
Okay.
But they're seafaring ant peoples. They've been kicked out of their land.
So there's some sort of sea termite?
Yeah, sea termite gypsies.
Okay.
And they're going to eat his wooden... Well, he has multiple wooden appendages, and they're going to eat those.
Okay.
And leave him helpless. Then they're going to set him off to sea in a raft.
Have I seen this movie before?
I can't imagine. It's coming from the dark recesses of my brain.
Really?
Maybe I watched a movie and then...
Was that movie Pirates 3?
Was that what they did in Pirates 3?
I'm sure there's a raft somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure someone gets... Oh, that's right. They're always setting him off to that island or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't eat his wooden appendages first.
Well, that's because he doesn't have any. I mean, if he did...
Okay. So that's what happened at the end of the second movie. So at the beginning of the third movie, he's adrift on the ocean about to die of dehydration. And he has no arms and no legs.
Yes. I'm interested to see how Javier Bardem will pull this off.
And then it just goes from there. I mean, safe to say by the end of the movie, he's redeemed himself, gotten his real appendages back, and has gotten the girl.
Sure.
And then dies. Oh, that's right. It's supposed to be a tragic ending. He dies.
Okay.
Just as he's about to get the girl. Or maybe he gets the girl and he's gotten three of his four appendages back, and then he's only got one left, and then he dies.
Okay, I've got the perfect name for the girl. Her name is Jala Polo.
Jala Polo?
Yeah, I assume that's how you say these Spanish words.
Sounds good to me. Played by... Who's a hot Spanish actress? No, she doesn't have to be Spanish, I guess. Just foreign. Audiences don't know the difference.
Did someone just scream in the background?
Yes, actually.
What was that? Is someone protesting this movie already?
It's just a neighbor girl playing outside in the yard.
She is upset about this.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, let's cast her.
All right.
She's at, like, what, 8?
Well, by the time this gets through, you know, pre-production.
She'll be at least 12.
Yeah. She's the one who finds him out at sea and screams.
Ooh, yeah, we can just use that clip.
That's true. That's public domain now. She did it out in public and I recorded her, so we don't have to pay her for that line.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Or we can do a Wilhelm scream.
Nah. Although it might be funny for that to come out of a woman.
And not disguised at all, just like very obviously a Wilhelm scream.
Yes, please.
Okay, so that's the third movie. And then, yeah, now I can see how you can build backward from this.
Right, like in the middle it starts, he's I don't know, being chased by the sea termite people, and then explosions happen, and then Deepwater Horizon explodes again, and
Wait, what?
what?
Deepwater Horizon?
Yeah, that BP drilling thing in Mexico, the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then he hijinks happen, and then he finds himself stranded on the island of the sea termites, and then then you know what happens. So then you gotta go to the first movie.
So this is in modern times then.
What?
Well, if we have the BP thing happen, then it's in modern times?
No.
Oh, it's like a analogy
No, no, no,
or
no, no, no,
what do I
no,
call it?
no, 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 no. You see, it's the past. It's like the 18th century or something. But Deepwater Horizon explodes, and you as the movie audience are like, what the hell? What is this? And you have to
It's a statement.
well, no, it's not. It's you have to see the first one to see why there's a rift in time.
Oh, nice. Do you think audiences are willing to put up with that?
Yes. Audiences put up with three Transformers movies.
Do we allude to the time rift, or do they just have to not understand anything about it until they reach the first movie?
We can drop hints here and there. Enough so
Oh,
that audiences are like, I don't understand what's going on. My goal is to out-confuse Memento.
ooh, that's gonna be tough. Like we only have three discontinuities, whereas that was like going backwards all of the time. So we'll just have to make those. You're right. We'll have
As
to make it extremely confusing.
my brother said, if you watch Memento backwards, it's just the story of a man who gets angrier and angrier until he finally snaps.
So in the first movie, I guess it's the story of BP discovering how to make a time rift to cause the explosion to go back in the past.
No.
No?
No. The first movie, it'll be something like Pirates of North Carolina will like show up on the screen, and then or Old North Carolina. And then it'll be some subtitle that we haven't decided yet, and it'll open on a space station.
I think that's a solid enough start. I think it writes itself from there.
Yes.
Space station, time rift, pirates, 18th century, Javier
You haven't heard the best part though.
Bardem.
So after these three movies happen and they rake in the bucks, then we make a sequel.
So it's after the first movie, which was the third movie.
After the first movie, which was the third part of the story.
Got it.
Okay, yeah, we make a sequel after that. And we call it Pirates of North Carolina, some subtitle, whatever, okay? Look, the important thing is we follow a day in the life of the situation.
It's just that from start to finish
Yes.
in real time. It's a 24-hour long movie.
No, it's not 24 hours.
The first 12 hours are of him sleeping.
You assume the situation sleeps for a while.
Well, who wouldn't after all that partying?
I suppose.
So, yeah, you build up a beloved franchise and you ruin it in one fell swoop. I like it.
It's the goal.
Yeah, it's a George Lucas approach.
Yes.
How much after? Would it be immediately after the trilogy is done, or do we wait for DVDs to come out and special editions and stuff and then go, hey, we've got more for you?
We can wait a few years.
All right, sounds good. Will the situation still be relevant in a few years, plus the years it'll take to produce the first three movies?
I hope not.
It'll make it
That'll
worse.
make the movie even more incomprehensible.
Mommy, who's that? Ugh. I was hoping I would never have to explain that to you.
I told you that's Daddy. So yeah, those are my movie ideas that we should do.
Okay. Do you want to be an extra in it too? Or do you want to direct? Or what do you want to do?
I'll do something.
Yeah, I think we should mostly outsource
I'll
this.
provide all the sound effects.
Thank you. And then just add a Wilhelm at the end. That's all the sound effects you need. Was there a termite in there too?
Yeah, that was the growling.
Oh, okay.
But you just play that, just loop that for the whole movie.
It'll line up with some of the action eventually.
We just have to make sure we enter this in the art, art film competitions first.
You just didn't understand it. You didn't understand what we're trying to say.
Or you.
Who is this for?
Whoever wants to give me money.
Which will be a lot of people.
Yes, it will.
Oh, now you're finding new things.
Yes, I am.
The gobiscosity is high in the room.
Well, whatever. The borositude's pretty low, man.
Wait, I thought the borositude was... Oh, you're saying I'm boring and lame.
Yes. You got the boros part down, but the attitude is lacking. So you wanted to make a movie about yourself, huh? And what would be the plot of this movie? Why should we care about you?
Because I'm an everyman whose story deserves to be told.
Why should we actually care about you?
Because I insist.
You insist?
Yeah, I'll just be very insistent with people until I get my way. And the movie gets made. People do it just so I'll stop annoying them.
So, on the one hand, I shouldn't tell this story because this person still works with me. But on the other hand, he's never going to hear this. So, now this guy wanted time off of work during, the busiest time of the year so he could go make a movie. And he went and, pleaded his case to our boss. And he said something about how, they had gotten funding for the movie to make this, independent film. And here was the trailer. And so we watched the trailer. And it was about, this mild-mannered, bald guy who flashes people or something.
Okay. Sounds like a winner so far.
Yeah, so we sent this email with this link and pleading this case. And we wanted to send back the response, we watched your trailer. No. Anyway, so every man?
I think everyone can see a little bit of themselves in me.
Because you ate them?
No, because... I'm very relatable.
People don't want relatable.
They want something to aspire to?
No, they want entertainment.
Well, it's not going to be entertaining, per se.
Then it's not going to be worth doing. You need to fictionalize your life, sir. I don't know if that's a word, but it is now. Because I'm famous enough to make words, apparently.
No, I mean, we can spice it up a little bit. You know, sexy love interests and political intrigue.
Ah, so we're making a sci-fi. If we're putting sexy interests with you.
You don't know, I got what you're saying, but you're on a good path here. I like what you're saying, besides the insulting parts.
That's all I have.
But actually, I hear you were, I don't know if you want to tell this story or not, you're being sexually discriminated against.
There is this group of, this conference group of camp people living in the dorm over the summer. And they have apparently decided that the part of the dorm where the women are housed, no men can go into that area. Which is, you know, understandable, I guess, as far as male members of the camp or whatever. But apparently it's been applying, but it, she's been having, the leader of the camp has been having this apply to anyone with a Y chromosome.
Oh.
As in, if you are a male, you are not allowed to go on this, regardless of whether you are a camper, whether you are a security person, whether you are staff, probably whether you're a paramedic or something. They would not allow Barack Obama on this floor. And I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
So I'm kind of upset at this by the principle of it, because it's discrimination.
Yeah.
It's just discrimination.
So it's not the practice so much as the principle. It's not something you need to do over in that section, which you can't do.
Well, I mean, there's inconveniences that result when we have to go all the way around the building and up a different staircase.
Are people mostly agreeing to do this out of courtesy?
No. people are agreeing to do this because this person has complained so loudly and so high up the ranks of the various departments that they've more or less just caved so that she'll go away.
That's one way to get, oh, I need to learn a thing or two from from her to make my movie.
Yeah, seriously. No, so they just have like signs posted up that say no males beyond this point. And I'm just like, can you actually do this? How is this not a violation of my civil rights? I'm pretty sure you can't discriminate on the basis of sex. I'm pretty sure that's in there. The way my boss said it was, he said it's like a hotel, you know? The rooms are private, but the hallways are fair game.
Yeah, no kidding.
But so the reason why this is the case is apparently in a camp that this person was officiating or whatever a little while back, apparently there were allegations of sexual assault.
Oh.
So you can see where she's coming from. She's overreacting dramatically, but you can see where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Sexual assault from, I guess, one camper to another camper or something like that. But so because of this, no males of any sort allowed. And I feel like this is setting a dangerous precedent.
It is, except is she going to be there several years in a row? I think it may just be isolated.
It's possible. But no, see, here's... Well, okay, so that's the setup. The thing that I think really annoyed me enough to post a Facebook status... that sounds less important when I say it. But... No, is that other groups got wind of this, and so now they're demanding the same thing, like no men in our women's section or whatever. It's to the point where basically half the building is blocked off to us.
Yeah, that's eventually going to cause problems, just from a work standpoint, convenience standpoint.
But my question was, like, where does it stop? Can I put up a sign that says no Hispanics beyond this point? Do I get to put up a sign that says no Asian people beyond this point?
You can try. I don't think it'd be very popular.
Well, no. Clearly that would never stand, right?
Yeah.
So why is this going to stand?
The loudest people, I guess.
But it sounded like my boss's boss was basically going all Will Smith on this.
What?
Oh, hell no!
Oh. All right.
So it sounds like this might go away.
I mean, it could have been like Will Smith in I Am Legend or Will Smith in Fresh Prince. I don't know.
No. All right. Let's play a little game. I tell you to do something, you do it. Ready? Go. Quote a Will Smith line.
In America, everyone deserves the pursuit of happiness. No, let me
You're
think of an actual.
Really hard, aren't you?
Yes. Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West.
Can't quote lyrics.
He said it, and it was probably in the movie.
You don't know that.
Oh, hell no. Okay, fine. You've got me. Wait, was it Martin Lawrence who said this stuff just got real? I think that was Martin Lawrence.
I also like how you self-censored yourself there.
Yeah, well, I can put a bleep over it and make it sound like I didn't censor myself.
Yes, Martin Lawrence.
Oh.
Bad Boys 2.
He gets all the good lines.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Yeah, so what's the deal with your list?
Oh, what do you mean, what's the deal with my list?
Well, you're just listing 80s songs for the sake of someone I don't know.
Are they not 80s songs that you enjoy?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
What more do you need, then?
Who's Karan Jacobs?
Somebody at work.
And is someone you're specifically trying to annoy because they don't like 80s music?
No, they do.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that they want 50 songs worth.
That's where you're going, 50?
Yeah.
I think you got past 20, and I was like, where is he going with this?
I'm on 34 right now.
Do you have them listed out already, or are you just coming up with them?
No, I have them listed out.
Oh, nice.
Well, I have them written down. I haven't chosen order. Still to come, you can expect such things as Devo's Whip It, Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me with Science, Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love, The Proclaimers' 500 Miles, A-ha's Take on Me, Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round, Men Without Hats' Safety Dance, The Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star, Gets Them Under Pressure, and the final song will be, since it's going to be out by the time this goes out, was Toto's Africa. Possibly the finest 80s song ever written.
I was going to say, did you put those on note cards? I heard a lot of flipping after the name of each song.
You can hear this?
Yes.
Oh, no, I just have a sheet of paper that's folded very many times.
And you undo each fold and it's a new song.
It's like a cootie catcher. The one I pick is Safety Dance.
That means you have to do the safety dance.
So yeah, if you have any 80s requests, I'm more than willing to put them up. Unless they suck.
Okay. Fair enough.
So yeah, think of one right now.
How about Genesis, We Can't Dance?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not quite, yeah, quintessential 80s, though. I think it's 80s.
I'm checking. Nope, 91.
Oh, no. Did you already do Tainted Love?
Yeah, I did Tainted Love.
Oh.
How are you not just following these songs?
You put one up, like, every couple hours. I can't catch every single one.
You don't just click on my profile and go, zip. Somebody was telling me that their newsfeed was just full of my songs.
Are you their only friend?
I don't know. I guess I'm just, like, high up on the algorithm that they're using or something. So it's just song, 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 song.
Make sure to check out our website once again at www.gobeskiwallacereport.com.
You can also check out our Facebook page, The Gobeski Wallace Report.
Oh, right. And we're on Twitter. And you can follow us at GW Report.
So, see you then.
Later.
Richard Dreyfuss!
Woo!
Krippendorf's Tribe. This is, he's an anthropologist, not a gynecologist.
Subtle differences, I suppose.
Was that the longest you've had to wait for a joke to pay off?
I'll be honest, I didn't remember anything about that movie. It was mere coincidence.